obviously welcome the recent funding announcement that came from the department. That funding announcement was a massive boost to the Donegal Stadium project, but we have to realise that that funding allocation won't complete the entirety of the works that are needed to complete the stadium, and there are still a number of further phases that must be funded. And the Donegal Community Stadium Committee have come up with detailed proposals on how they propose to finish the stadium. And we must keep in mind that although Finnharps will be the primary users of the stadium for training and matches, it is a community stadium that will be open to members of different sporting organisations across our communities. And indeed, the twin towns of Balbofane and Stranorder have been identified as a sporting hub within the county development plans and the local area plan. So it's important that we make sure that we complete the stadium in a timely and an efficient manner to make sure that the entire community is using that stadium as quickly as possible.
And this is something you would hope Donegal County Council to take the lead on?
Yeah, well, look, I put the motion before Donegal County Council last month to take over a lead role in the running and the management of the stadium, because that's what happens in other stadiums throughout the country, such as the Tallaght Community Stadium, even in our neighbouring city in Derry in the Brandywell. So the motion that I submitted to the council is calling for the council to work with the stadium committee to make sure that we get this project over the line in a timely and efficient manner. And it's vital that we get unanimous support for this project across the political party groupings and from the wider community. And to reflect the fact that this stadium will be a huge asset to the entire county of Donegal. It's not just for Finnharps, it's for the entire community. And while the motion has been deferred until the council have a welcome meeting with the stadium committee, this is something that I certainly will be following up on, and I reiterate the call that we need to have cross-party and community support for this stadium to make sure we get it over the line.